So.
Yeah. I think it was December 22.
Was it? Anyway, this has been on, this has gone to BOE, I think, three times in the past less than a decade. And so it's never actually been at the rate, the value where it was supposed to be. And so when we took the BOE check mark off, it fell back to what Kenny found it to be in 2021. And that's where our numbers are from. So.
But multiple times before it had been reversed and overturned and put back to the value in which.
Right. And we don't know why. Now, if we look at the pictures, I believe I sent you a link showing you the pictures. Like 2015, the whole thing was blue.
Yeah, but an exterior paint job does not
right.
justify a remodel. And with what Commissioner White has stated with internal rot and such and remodeling or fixing inside the building, I don't know where a flyover deems necessary or can be the statement of a remodel just because they painted.
Again, that's where the assessor only does the outside.
Okay.
And based on what we see, and that's why we send out the impact notice, and then people are supposed to let us know and have us come out and then show us why we are incorrect. But we never received any feedback from the owner until just now. That's all.
Okay. So moving forward, what is the correct action?
Well, if we're doing it, if we're being comparable, and if I look at these and we've lowered and we've got residential, and you know they're doing nightly rental and they're residential, and you know this one is not doing nightly rental. It is strictly residential, and they have an agreement that they have to sign when they move in that they cannot stay for less than 30 days. Then the entire unit is residential.
Where did you get that about they signed an agreement for not less than 30 days?
From the owner, because...
Okay, I've never seen that.
We received it in
email. I thought you said you talked to the owner and you went
there. No, I have talked to the owner,
mm-hmm.
but the story's different. So, again, you guys make your decision this year. I've told them in 25 it's going to be completely scrutinized and assessed, and it'll be what it is. But you guys decide, because, again, I'm getting all different conflicting things, and I never saw or heard about the 30-day. The manager told me personally something different. So.
Okay. And you met with the manager at the office?
Yeah.
At the structure?
At the actual place.
Okay. So you did go inside the building?
Well, only in the lobby.
Okay. Well, at that point, then you could see it wasn't remodeled interior-wise.
They were working on it. So.
Okay.
They were working on it.
Fair enough.
When I went inside the building, I just simply asked if I could see the room, and they were more than gracious to and wanted to take me downstairs where it was flooded. And
well, the thing is, the manager isn't the actual owner, and the assessor has to wait till they're invited to do so or requested. And so you kind of walk a fine line on the law where you're – if I requested the manager give me a tour and that was not what the owner had intended, that doesn't fly. So, again, you guys make up your decision.
Okay.
I'll abide by what you
have. Well, moving forward, does the current motion that we have that we've approved with the including it in Exhibit A, I know that does not change the classification from commercial to residential. Are we good with that moving forward?
All it does is lower
the assessed
valuation.
Which it stays at 32% instead of 19%.
Would we not need to send it through again for a classification change?
Yeah, I don't know that we can initiate that. I think we can just either approve or deny it.
If we deny and request it, go in again as a classification. And
the key is that we just don't clash with City of Branson what they have it labeled as. So.
When you say, and I'm not trying to be argumentative, I'm trying to learn on that one. When you say classified as... Talking about just with their zoning?
When you get a license to run your business,
right.
they make you either residential or commercial.
Yeah,
or
I don't care if I clash with Branson as far as how they...
Well, that's what we're talking about here. And we, our office, sticks with that because otherwise you're fighting the same battle but from different sides with another government entity. So, you know, when somebody switches, like we had a developer that changed over a big hotel
unit. But they're not the taxing
unit.
Authority in the county.
No, they're not. But
so help me out here. I mean, am I missing something as far
but
as?
But when they're
and they don't assess, they hire, they pay our assessor to in the percentage.
But they're classifying something in the city of Branson. And if they're classifying it and telling them, this is why you got the license and this is how you're going to work, then we go with what they're saying that they're using it for. We've had this before.
They also make commercial entities do all kinds of extra stuff to hook up to water whenever they're not even on water but their own private well. So I don't know.
I don't know.
I concur.
Let me add this. The owner was there and the manager, and the owner said that they were working with the city of Branson in their code and very well they to try to add some kitchenettes into, because now that people they have the rooms that they rent monthly, they pay weekly, but the contract is to rent to for a month. They must stay for a month. That's economically what they can afford.
I'll tell you precedent. By the Yellow Ribbon Theater, we have a developer who bought a motel, and it was classified as commercial motel. And it wasn't until they got their occupancy permit from the city of Branson saying that they were going to be apartments or extended stay, that's when we flipped over to do that. So in our policy is to stick with where the city of Branson is on their classification, then we move it over when it's ready to do business as the other entity.
And I'm not trying, again, I'm trying to figure this out. The city of Branson isn't the one that has to go through the BOE process, state tax. I mean, there's no. I feel like we're using them as the solution or as the how to classify whenever that's not their authority. When it comes
it
to taxation,
it is their authority in the city of Branson.
When it comes to taxation, it's
well,
not.
They're not doing taxation, but
that's my point.
But
the end result is it does affect their taxation because you're going off of what they say.
But also, you can't do business at all unless you pass their occupancy. How are you going to do that?
When you say pass their occupancy, I guess I'm not.
The owner is working with them, and he's installing. The only thing he doesn't have is they have a refrigerator. They use a microwave here, but they don't have a sink. And he's working with the city of Branson, and they're installing sinks into those rooms so that they don't have to use either material that has to be used in the microwave or the sink in the bathroom to wash the dishes. But he was working with the city of Branson with that, and they have their license to operate, and they have their agreement that they are renting nothing less than a month.
Well, and in the Ulrich program, the way that we assess is different for a motel than it is for an extended stay because, you know, the main unit is classified motel, it doesn't have kitchen facilities. It just has the motel, you know, the bathroom and they figure one bathroom, they figure, you know, a room. That's all they have. In the program, how that works is like if you're putting in something that has kitchenettes, that's built into the whole program for what you assess at. It's obviously going to be worth more if it has kitchenettes, but we didn't assess it that way. We still have it as a motel.
Well, and
but in a commercial setting.
Okay,
commercial motel. So you're the BOE right now, and it's, again, I've said to you, it is your choice right now.
Well,
they let Sheila in, and that's good. And you've seen what you saw and just decide. And the owner is good with me coming out for 25 and getting it correctly assessed and letting us in to see what's going on.
Well, 18% and 32% is quite a bit of difference, and I'm looking at what you've done on these others, and they're at 18%, and you're doing it knowing their nightly rental.
You're apples to oranges. Timeshares are under statute. They are 100% residential as timeshares.
Ownership.
Whoa, wait just a minute. Timeshares are 100% residential? Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Timeshares.
timeshares.
Okay. What's nightly rental?
A nightly rental is like a motel. It's where you are in there for less than 30 days. And that's a separate statute. It's 137.115.
Timeshares hold ownership. So that's why that would be...
There's a special carve-out in the statute. So like I said, timeshares,
I don't know,
bed and breakfast.
That would make sense.
Bed and breakfast, if you have... The person has to be living in it that owns it, and they rent out six rooms or less, that's 100% residential. Mm-hmm. And so to compare that one with this one, they're completely different. You can't put one under the other.
Yeah, actually, that makes sense to me.
Okay. So moving forward, we have the motion stuff approved on Exhibit A. So moving forward, you plan to reassess in 2025.
Yep, and he knows.
And the owner is aware of that. The motion made today makes a difference in the assessed evaluation of it, but not the classification. And that will stand for 24, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then in 25, you're going to go reassess anyway. So the decision made today with this, no matter what was the decision was, could change in 25.
It could, and he's aware of that.
Okay. So I feel like we've done all we could at this point today with entering it in Exhibit A. Am I thinking of that correctly? If I'm not, please correct me.
We can't change what's put in front of us to vote
correct.
On to make it
no
classification.
Right.
We'd have to deny it and have to be resubmitted.
Or we could still, correct me if I'm wrong, it can still stay like it is with the valuation, and then it can still be resubmitted as
yes.
classification.
Correct.
Yes.
So, if there is a true classification error, I'm assuming they can talk with you, show you this contract, say, hey, no, it is 30-day, and then it would be, that could give enough evidence to where, hey, yeah, we messed up, and we need to make sure. But that, it doesn't get to us until it gets to that past that point.
Does that make sense?
It does, but I'm past my June 30th deadline here, and again, I've never seen that contract. He never mentioned that to me. And what I found when I was out there, was it 2 weeks ago, was it was different from what the gentleman said. And he said, you know, that they had done remodeling. And the owner said that most of his units were empty because they couldn't put people in them. And so, again, I've got all conflicting things. And that's why I told him, you guys can decide what you want to do. 2025, which we are now assessing for 25, but I'll hold it out till he gets done with what he's doing, closer to the date, and then we'll get a true assessment. Because this building cannot go to BOE every other year for decades and never be in line with anything else that is like it. So.
Well, did you ask?
I asked him, what I typically ask, because he's purchased it recently. Typically I ask just to see a copy of the bill of sale. I bow down to whatever the actual cash value is. That is also a statute that says, you know, the assessor is supposed to be at the actual cash value. And so if he paid way less, but every time I've asked him that, he has said to me, oh, it's not arm's length. So if it was way less, I would think he would show me so that we could match it.
Well, we're in the non-disclosure state.
That's not...
Yeah.
You're misinterpreting that, and I can give you a copy of what that means also. But
I'm misinterpreting that, Ms. Harris.
You're misinterpreting the non-disclosure. The non-disclosure, all that means is that they're not forced to
yes.
do that, but he's asking for you for a favor. So, yes, he does. And you're a court of law. You're acting as the BOE, which is a court of law, and they can subpoena things also. And so when you ask somebody for a favor, then they have to produce something to give proof. That's all.
I'm not doing anything as a favor.
I was going to say, yeah, just real quick, sorry, for clarification, he's not asking for a favor. He's asking for us to look at the possibility that there's a clerical error that's gone through the process by statute in order for it to get in front of us.
He's asking for us to change the rules, and he needs to prove to us what we did wrong, where
I just
he
don't
doesn't
want there to be
there.
Any misrepresentation.